Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we are back. Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. There are certainly a lot of things that parents are worried about these days when it comes to their kids, but a new poll shows some surprising results on what they consider their top 10 concerns. To talk about the results, I'm joined by Dr. Matt Davis, the director of the new SCS Mott Children's Hospital National Poll on Children's Health. He's also an associate professor of pediatrics and communicable diseases, internal medicine, and public policy at the University of Michigan. Welcome to the program, Dr. Davis.
Thanks for having me.
Now, topping the list of parental concerns was childhood obesity, which is curious since that's something parents may have more control over than anything else, considering that they decide on the food available in the house. Isn't it a problem that can be confronted relatively easily?
Well, to say it's confronted easily is probably a stretch. I think that there are a lot of possible ways that families can try to prevent childhood obesity and also deal with obesity once it's already set in for our kids. I'm a primary care pediatrician also, and what I talk about with families is not only focusing on the nutrition like you alluded to, but also making sure that our kids have a lot of opportunities for physical activity.
How big of a problem is childhood obesity at this point? Does it make sense that it gets the number one ranking?
You know, I think that what we're trying to measure here in this national poll on children's health is the public's perception overall. And when one out of every six kids in the U.S. has a health problem like obesity, I think it actually does rate up there, right along with things like drug abuse and smoking, which actually are a problem for about as many youth as the obesity problem is.
Now, drug abuse was ranked second in the list. Is there any real sense that drug abuse among children and teens is actually on the rise?
There is actually, Michael, yes. After about 15 years of declines from the mid-1990s to about the year 2010, we've seen a little bit of an increase for the first time in over a decade in terms of substance use, that's marijuana and other illegal drugs, among youth in the U.S. today.
Now, for smoking to be third on the list is a bit of a surprise since there's certainly been a drop in the habit in the past decades. Are children, in fact, less likely to pick up smoking than they were years ago?
They sure are. We do know from other studies that tobacco is less commonly used by kids today than it was certainly a generation ago and even 10 years ago. But I think the fact that the public, and this isn't just parents, this is all adults in the U.S., the fact that the public sees smoking and tobacco use, other tobacco use like chewing tobacco, as the number three health concern for kids underlines what parents and other adults know about the dangers of tobacco use.
And teen pregnancy is next, another issue that parents should be able to address in a relatively straightforward manner. Is this really a major problem for young people?
The thing about teen pregnancy, Michael, is that it affects not only the teens themselves in terms of making it harder for girls to graduate from even high school, much less going on for advanced degrees, but it can also affect women's health and also can affect the health of the baby, because we know that teens are much more likely to have preterm or low birth weight births, and those can be a harder sled for the kids. The interesting thing about teen pregnancy is, although rates have declined also over the last couple of decades, in the last couple of years, we seem to have reached a plateau. So we do need to try to have some newer ideas, definitely involving parents, but perhaps other educational programs or other means of trying to discourage teen pregnancy for kids today.
In fact, it seems that parents can have a huge impact on the problem of teen pregnancy by their own personal involvement in their children's lives. Is that not the case?
There's no question that actually many of the top 10 concerns involve parents to a large degree. There's no question in my mind as a primary care doctor that the kids and the parents talking things out and also the parents living by example can be really critical parts of helping kids stay healthy.
Now, bullying has made national news and schools are well aware of the problem. From what I see here, 24% of parents were worried about bullying. I'd expect that to be higher. Is it that parents may not necessarily think their kids could be bullied?
Well, the interesting thing about bullying is that it's being called here by adults a health problem. And you have to really agree that bullying is going to cause, if not physical health, then perhaps some mental anguish or mental health concerns for kids in order to put it on the top of this list. just a few years ago, it was not on this list. And so, as you pointed out, current news has covered some really tragic stories about bullying and how it's played out for kids, either in terms of aggressive behavior by teens on teens or even episodes of suicide. So bullying is certainly on the minds of adults around the U.S. as they think about health concerns for kids.
Next comes internet safety. About 23% are worried about that. Excuse me. What kind of worries do parents have when it comes to their children's internet activities?
That's an excellent question. And I mean, talk about new problems. The internet we barely had 20 years ago, much less a lot of kids surfing by themselves. Again, many of them without parental folks checking in and seeing what's going on there. The worries of adults about internet safety for kids really fall into two categories. One category is predatory behavior by other adults. So whenever we're talking about predatory behavior, it's adults stalking the kids, and that can be it can have tragic consequences for the kids. The other thing that parents worry about is cyberbullying. So the bullying that can occur on the school ground or in the neighborhood being carried over into cyberspace. And so that's teen to teen or child to child. And that's a worry that has a lot of parents concerned.
Well, then that makes sense. I mean, is there, my thought is there anything parents can even really do about something like that?
Great question. So what I encourage families to do in my practice is to bring over the same approach they have to bullying into cyberspace with their kids. And that means keeping the lines of communication open, so make it a very open style of communication in the family and make it very easy to talk about what's going on in the schoolyard and online. Number two, if you're allowing your kid to have an email account or a Facebook account, make sure that you as a parent have access to it, so you can monitor what's going on and be a helpful support to your kid.
I see. Well, it's certainly, I mean, the Facebook accounts, that seems like something that kids might actually be better off without. I mean, is that a potential problem, the fact that kids even are involved in things on the internet, such as Facebook, that maybe they should wait a little while to do?
I think for each family, they're going to come probably to a different conclusion about what time is right. If they're going to set some limits around the Facebook, what time is right to lift those limits. But again, I think even at an older age, 16, 17, 18, it does make sense to try to maintain those open lines of communication with your kids and make it easy for them to bring up problems if they arise.
Number seven on the list is stress, which is kind of funny because it seems like being a teen guarantees stress. Is there really any way to avoid that?
That's a great point, Michael. Yes. We all know, especially parents of teens know, that adolescence can be a time of a lot of stress. We started asking about stress and the public's concern about stress for kids in the context of this recent economic recession we've been having. And sure enough, we found that even when families thought they were managing to conceal their economic concerns from their kids, those kids were stressed at changes in the spending patterns that families had, changes in the expectations families had about teens working and providing their earnings to the family, et cetera. So stress is high on the minds of the public, even if they don't have kids at home right now, in terms of how the stress is playing out today for kids.
And following all these concerns come alcohol abuse and driving accidents. Although considering the fact that car accidents are the number one killer of young people, shouldn't that really be number one on the list?
Well, you raise an important point about this list, Michael, and that's that there are different versions of what is a concern. And the public health community that might look at mortality statistics may decide that driving accidents are the number one problem. But these are the views of the public, and ultimately, we in the medical and public health community are going to have to recognize that the public has certain priorities and certain levels of concern, and those levels of concern are really going to drive their level of support for different initiatives that we might want to try to put out there.
University of Michigan professor and director of the new C.S. Mott Children's Hospital National Poll on Children's Health, Dr. Matt Davis, thank you very much for joining me.
Michael, thanks for having me.